Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Barney, was it all heartening to hear you to hear Donald Trump acknowledge violence against the LGBT community?
No, because he did it in a very limited way. He's protecting us against a foreign ideology. In the 45 years I've been involved in this, the number of foreign ideologues who've attacked us is quite small. It was a terrible event, but they were very specific. Homegrown bigots, they have free reign. And he also has said, and I'm going to go back to the Supreme Court, he has announced that his model for the Supreme Court is Antonin Scalia, who was the most important homophobe ever to hold high office in America. And you appoint an Antonin Scalia to the United States Supreme Court, you have done more to unravel the gains we have made than anything else. So, no, that was like a lot of other things in that platform cover. He opposes everything that would protect us against most of our oppression, and he's going to protect us against a foreign invasion.
Okay. Cornell, as Obama's term in office comes to a close, have you rethought the impact of his legacy at all? Because I know you had a lot of problems with Brother Barack. Also not pure enough for you.
No, it's not a matter of purity, though. It's a matter of consistency. We don't confuse those two. Purity has to do with not being human. All of us are human beings. Integrity has to do with human beings questing for something beyond just sheer cupidity, love of money, and love of status. Now, what was the question? No, I know what it was. But I'll put it this way. I always look at the world through the poor. Black child poverty today, 47% of all black children in the richest nation in the history of the world, under six, live in utter poverty. To me, that's a crime against humanity. It has gone up. It has gone up under Barack Obama.
But
it has gone up.
But not
I don't
because
like that.
Of Barack Obama.
No, not because. But have you heard him give one speech in 8 years on child poverty?
Yes.
Where was it?
I've heard him talk to Congress about it. And
I'm not talking about Congress. I'm talking about the public, my brother.
Well, it's not secret when he talks to us. And the problem is, of course, he's had a Republican Congress for 6 years.
No, you can't blame the Republicans on that.
Of course you can. That's the fact.
But he can, he's got a bully pit. He's got a bully pit he can use.
A bully pit.
He can't pass
a
bully pulpit.
Yes.
He can't pass laws.
You were close.
He cannot pass. He cannot pass laws by preaching.
We're not talking about passing laws.
Yes, we are. What is
shaping the climate of opinion, my brother?
No, you have no idea. You get change, Mason. You're not going to get changed. You're not going to help poor kids by making speeches that the Republican Congress votes against. We have to elect people who will vote the right way.
I think you give much too much power to politicians. Politicians are
not to politicians, to the voters.
No,
you make
that
big mistake.
But the voters are not static. The voters have to have their minds changed. Politicians usually don't
do
it.
That's
why none of them stood up for gay rights at the national level. They were cowardly. That's why they didn't stand up. They didn't want
to
lose.
You go back to this rhetoric that doesn't hold up to analysis. The fact is that many of us are trying. Bernie Sanders was trying. And again, I'm struck.
At the national level.
I am struck by how frequently and completely you are now repudiating Bernie Sanders' approach to politics.
No, I'm not. Bernie's got both sides going. I'm repudiating one side. He's got both sides going. He's got inside, outside.
He's for Hillary Clinton. You're for Jill Stein.
Well, he's wrong in that, but he's...
he's wrong
on that. That's what happens in the bully
pit. He's my dear brother. He's just wrong. That's all.
Let's ask one more question and get to the drinking part of the night. You guys are going to get along a lot better after a martini each.
Cornell, I have one question.
Yes, my brother.
You say, well, Jill Stein will appoint a Supreme Court justice. I understand you want to be for her now. You're going to bring her up. If 3 weeks before the election, it is very clear that it will be either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, that Jill Stein's efforts, her debate, whatever, have not worked, if that's the clear choice, will you vote for Hillary Clinton?
It would be an anti-Trump vote, yes.
But you would vote Hillary Clinton.
He got to San Francisco.
He got to San Francisco.
He got to San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco.
That was a specific context.
Be sure to wear some flowers in your hand.
When people voted for me, who didn't like me, but hated my opponent, I wanted to kiss them.
Right.
Well, but I'll take it.
But that's a very special circumstance.
Can we just point out that only 10 states in this country are swing states?
So yes, voting third parties is not a hard thing for me to fathom living in the state of New York. Donald Trump is not going to win.
He thinks he could win New York.
He thinks a lot of things.
Matt, I disagree. I disagree in one case regarding Donald Trump. I think given the vileness of his campaign, I want to see a large majority against him in the total vote.
As a repudiation,
I think people will be looking at it. I want him to get fewer votes than anybody has ever gotten.
And the amazing thing about this election is that we don't know. Nobody really knows. I mean, Trump could win in a walk, or Hillary could win 49 states. I just don't know. And that's what's so scary about it. Thank you very much, everybody. You were a great audience.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.